Another tense day here in the old city of East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. While on our way to meet with the family of 16-year-old Hassan Afifi, who was arrested and brutally assaulted by the Israeli police on Friday, we saw a group of Palestinian men sitting just outside one of the gates leading to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The group of men had just been denied entry to the mosque by the Israeli police. While filming, an Israeli policeman came up and instructed us not to film. Reluctantly, we moved away a few meters and took another position. Minutes after, we spotted two undercover policemen getting tipped off by the same policeman we encountered few minutes earlier. The following images speak for themselves. The two undercover policemen walked towards the group of men and uttered few words. "Why are you sitting here?" Immediately, tempers flared and they approached one of the men and snatched him. There was no provocation from the side of the Palestinian men. Incidents like these aren't rare, it's just not often captured on camera. We continued our walk to Hassan's neighborhood to meet up with his parents to get the latest. We found them devastated. They recounted the events of Friday when Hassan was brutally assaulted by the Israeli police in Al-Aqsa Mosque.
They just rushed from this gate towards us. They tried to snatch me, but Hassan got in their way, so they snatched him. I tried to free him, but they used batons and kicked me and then pushed me away. I saw my son on the floor and soldiers on top of him beating him up. I couldn't do anything.
I heard screaming, so I looked from the window and I saw soldiers holding a boy against the wall. To my horror, I realized it was my son. I rushed down there to free him and then one soldier came up to me. I thought he was going to explain something. Instead, he punched my husband in the belly and in between his legs. Then he took out something out of his pocket. I thought he was going for his mobile. Suddenly, he sprayed pepper spray in my face. I rushed to my home and then I fainted.
Hassan's father says that his son was beaten up so viciously at the police station on Friday night to the point that he had to be rushed to the hospital for treatment. Afif said that the police denied any wrongdoing and said that Hassan was beaten up by other inmates. In a phone interview, Hassan's lawyer says that the Attorney General's office will charge Hassan with attempting to stab a soldier and throwing rocks at the Israeli police. The lawyer, however, says that the police has yet to produce the alleged knife that has Hassan's fingerprints on it. Hassan is still being held up inside an Israeli police station, and his lawyer says he won't appear in front of a judge until Tuesday after the Jewish holidays. Meanwhile, Israeli restrictions on entry to Al-Aqsa Mosque persist. Ibrahim Husseini, Press TV, East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.